Good evening. In this week's parasha, Parshas Ekev, Torah tells us in Parakas, Pasuk Yud, the source for Berachas Hamazon, the Achalta v'Savata v'Achta Hashem Elokecha al Aretz Hatova Asher Natan Lach, that you'll be satisfied and you'll bless Hashem, your God, for the land that the good land that He has given you. And this is a source to make a bracha, Berachas Hamazon, after eating a meal of bread. As the Torah quotes from the Rishami in Brachos, Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel, the Rishami quotes a Braisa, Be'echata v'svata v'rachta, teaches the following. The Braisa says, Nashim v'avadim v'ketanim chayavim b'berachas hamazon. Women, slaves, children are all obligated in berachas hamazon. D'chsev v'echata v'svata v'rachta as Hashem. And as the Torah explains, Berachas Hamazon is not something which is a mitzvah aseh shasma grama. It's not a time-bound mitzvah. And as the Gemara seems to intimate here, the whole chiyuv, the whole obligation to make a bracha after eating is based on whether you had a hanah, whether they had a benefit from eating. And therefore, women are equally obligated in such a bracha. However, the Targum points out, he raises the question, based on the Gemara in Bavli, in Brachos, Chafam Beis, where the Gemara there has a discussion, the question is asked, that women are obligated in Berachas Hamazon, but is this an obligation that's deraisa or derabanan? Is it a Torah obligation, or is it only a rabbinic obligation? And the Rishonim, the Mefarshim, explain the suffix of the Gemara as follows. Rashi explains that on one hand, it's not a mitzvah to say shazman grama, so it should be a mitzvah midaraisa. On the other hand, since it says in the pasuk ala aretz hatova asher natan lach, and the land was not given to the women, so therefore maybe they're not obligated in the Torah. And Tosfos similarly writes, he has a different approach because he says that it can't be based on the land because Kohanim and Levim also weren't given any land, although that itself is not so simple. There are others who explain that they had the Ari Migrash and so on, but then as it may, Tosfos says that it's based on the fact that we say in the bracha, Abrischa shechasamta v'sarenu, v'ataraschha shalmanatanu. That it's based on the fact that it says that they have, that we talk about the bris milah, we talk about the Torah, and these things are not obligated to the women. So therefore, that would be the basis to say that the women should not be obligated on a Torah level. So again, it's a question of the Gemara, and the Gemara does not seem to answer this question. So ultimately, in Shulchan Aruch is paskin that women are only chayiv in Berachas Hamazon misafik deraisa, or is it definitely chayiv midrabanan, but it's a safik whether or not they're chayiv midrabanan, and therefore they can't be motzi men who are obligated on a Torah level, since they are misupik whether or not they're obligated on a Torah level. That's the Gemara and the Halacha. So Torah Tumah asked the question. He doesn't understand. First of all, you have an explicit brisa in the Rishami, which says that their chayiv seems there's chayiv in Berachas Hamazon based on a pasuk. Sounds like it's telling you that there's a chayiv min haTorah. So he says that if it's a clear cut statement in the Rishami and it's a suffix in the Bavli, so the clear cut statement in the Rishami should tell us what the halacha is. That should be doche the suffix in Bavli. But then he goes a step further and he asks that he doesn't understand, even according to Rashi and Tosfos, who explained that the whole suffix is the fact that in the second bracha, we talk about the Aretz, and maybe that doesn't apply to the women, or we talk about the Bris Milah and the Torah, which also maybe doesn't apply to the women. But that's only the second bracha. What about the first bracha? The first bracha, we don't mention these things. The first bracha is just about the food, thanking Hashem for the food. So for that, for sure, women and men should be equally obligated. And he leaves it off with the statement that he doesn't understand. It's amazing that none of the poskim mentioned this point. That's the way he leaves it. So, first of all, just to be fair, this question about whether or not women are obligated min haTorah, min haRabbanan, the way it's actually poskim at the end of the Gemara, like we said, the Gemara doesn't really answer the question so clearly, but that happens to be a machlokes rishonim, whether or not they're obligated min haTorah or not, or it's only a suffix. And there are some Rishonim who feel that they are obligated min haTorah, like the Ravid and others. So we should just be aware that it's we maybe don't follow that lahalacha, but that already is one of the opinions. But even more than that, let's say in the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos Perek Hey Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says that Nashim Avadim are chayiv in Brachos Amazon, but it's a suffix if they're chayiv min haTorah or not min haTorah. Or they're not chayv in a Torah. So therefore, they should not be motzi other adult males. Now, on that halacha, the Rabbeinu Manoach comments that he quotes these other, he quotes these svaras that Rashi and Tosfos gave to explain the side of, why they're not, why the women would not be obligated in a Torah. And when he says, When he finishes saying those reasons, he says, "Ulafi svaras elu." Based on these reasons, either because of the aretz or because they don't have a bris mila, so because of these reasons, einan chayavos ella bebrichas hazan, avol bebrichas haaretz lo. So he says, because of these svaros, they're only obligated in the first bracha, the brichas hazan, but not in the brichas haaretz. So from the words of the Rabbeinu Manoach, just interesting. Sounds like Rabbi Manoach is taking this chilek of the Tartmima seriously, and even though he came obviously many years earlier, and he's basically saying this same chilek that the Tartmima says, that at the end of the day, based on these svaras, so they wouldn't be obligated in the second bracha, but they're still obligated in the first bracha min haTorah. That seems to be the position of Rabbi Manoach. But as far as I saw, he was the only one who actually makes that chilek to say that they should still be obligated min haTorah in that bracha. And I guess the Tartmima perhaps didn't see the Rabbeinu Manoach. The truth is that I don't know if it was such a common sefer at that time. So it could be he didn't see it. But the Rabbeinu Manoach does seem to take that position that they would still be obligated min haTorah in the first bracha, but not in the other brachas. However, the real answer, which could be a problem for Rabbeinu Manoach itself, is that it would seem that the brachos all together, all the brachos that we make, for sure the first three, perhaps the four brachos, there could be that all of them are part of the same obligation, and they're all obligated in a Torah. In other words, the Tartmima seems to be taking for granted, he seems to be making the assumption that the first bracha would stand on its own, as its own bracha, and therefore they can be obligated in that bracha even if they're not obligated in the other brachos. However, the Gemara clearly writes in brachos memtes, Aleph, I think it is, where the Gemara clearly writes that if you don't make the other brachos, if you don't make the brachos ha'aretz, then you're not yotze, right? The Gemara says in memtes and Aleph, the kosheinu omer bris v'torah v'brichas ha'aretz u'malchus beis David v'bon Yerushalayim lo yotze dechovaso. So the Gemara says that he's not yotze. And the Gemara seems to take for granted that a person has to say these other brachos. Perhaps one would think that maybe the Gemara is saying that the first bracha maybe is midrash, and the second brachos and the third brachos would be only midrabbanan. Why would one think that? Because we know the Gemara tells us that Moshe was the one who was mataking the first bracha, and Yehoshua was mataking the second bracha when they came into the land, and then later on, David and Shlomo were mataking the next bracha, the third bracha. So it could be that one would think that really the first bracha is really the bracha that's min haTorah, and the other brachas are only min haRabbanan. However, the Gemara in Memchesim of Beis Brachos seems to say differently. The Gemara says, it quotes a brisa, Tana Rabbanan, V'nayin lebrechaz ha-mazim in ha-Torah, shenemar ve'achata v'shavata v'rechta, zo brechaz ha-zon. Es ha-Shem al-kecha, zo brechaz ha-zimun. Al-aretz, zo brechaz ha-aretz, ha-tova, zo bonu Yerushalayim. So, the Gemara says, and then ha-shen ha-salat, zo ha-tova ha-metiv. So the Gemara there seems to say that all four brachos are based on this pasuk. And, lest you think that this is only an asmachta, even though it seems to be talking about all the brachos, including the first one, So the Rashba, it's not so clear in all the Mefarshim and all the Rishonim, but already the Rashba writes on that Gemara that, wait a second, if we're saying that he asked on the Gemara, also on Mem Chesma Beis, where the Gemara says that Moshe was metaken the Berachas Hazan and Yoshua was metaken the Berachas Haaretz, he says, I don't understand, but we also say on the same page of the Gemara that all these brachos are midoraisa, right? Because they're all based on this pasuk, as we just quoted this braisa. So he doesn't understand. How can you tell me that one's from Moshe, one's from Yeshua, but it's all midoraisa? So he explains. The Rashba explains that really, the nusach habracha, the actual words that we say, what we talk about in the bracha, that is was matakim from Moshe and Yeshua and David Shlomo. However, the actual chiyuv to mention a Birchas Haaretz, that was already there. The bracha to mention Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael, that's already there. So in other words, it's only the Nusach which was set up by Moshe, Yeshua, and so on. But really, the bracha, the chiyuv is already there. And he even explains further, which is an interesting point, that even when we think about the Birchas, the Bin Yerushalayim, so of course, before the Kibush Ha'aretz and Bin Yerushalayim, so they didn't talk about the bracha the same way that we have it. And he says the same way that we now say a bracha, where we ask to bring back the Malchus and to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Clearly, in the time of David Shlomo, when they were attacking the bracha, as the Gemara seems to say, they weren't saying the same language that we're saying, because they weren't talking about bringing it back. They were having it. They had the Malchus Beis David. They had the Beis HaMikdash. So why would they have that language? So obviously they didn't have that language. So it means that the Nusach could change, but the idea is the same. In other words, the idea, and there's a chiyuv to make such a bracha about that topic, was already there. But in terms of exactly what the formulation is when we actually make the bracha, so that maybe was different at different times in Jewish history. And that's what the Rashba says. So based on this, it would seem that really all these brachas are midoraisa. And we see, and Gemara seems to say, that you have to say all of them in order to be yotzi. You can't be yotzi with one bracha without the other brachos. So therefore, this seems to be the basis. And again, as we pointed out, I don't know what to do with the comment of the Rabbeinu Manoach that we mentioned earlier. But it would seem that based on the Gemara's later on in brachos, and Memchas, and Mebeis, and Memtes, and Aleph, it would seem that really one actually has to say all the brachos in order to be obligated. So in order to fulfill the obligation. So therefore, if the Nashim are not really obligated in the second bracha, so then it's not shy of them to be obligated in brachas HaMatzah entirely. And I saw that the Aruch HaShulchan says this point exactly. The Aruch HaShulchan actually says, he mentions this question of the Torah Tmimah as follows. When he quotes in Siman Kuf Pei Vav, the Siman dealing with the question of Nashim and Ketanim being obligated in brachas HaMatzah, so he quotes the Gemara, where the Gemara there says that really it's a suffix in the Gemara whether or not the women are obligated in a Torah of the Rabbanan. And he gives the different svaras that the Rishonim gave, Rashi Tosos. But then he says, don't say that, okay, so they're patur from the Berachas HaAretz based on those svaras, right? But the Berachas HaZan, the first bracha, why should they be patur from that? But Moshe was mataking that bracha beforehand, right? And Yeshua was attacking the second bracha when they came into Eretz Yisrael, and David Shlomo was attacking Bnei Yerushalayim later. So for sure, when Moshe was attacking the bracha, women would be obligated in that bracha at that time. So why should they not be putter? So he says, the Aruch HaShulchan answers that no, since we learn, we derive from the pasuk all these brachos, so therefore anyone who's not obligated in the Berachas HaAretz, anyone who's obligated in the Berachas HaAretz is obligated in all of them. But if you're not obligated in the Berachas HaAretz, so then you're patur from all of them. And then he gives another suggestion that maybe even the women aren't really chayiv in the Berachas HaZan either. But that's for a different time. Anyway, the point is that the Aruch HaShulchan clearly writes this idea that really all the brachos are derived from the pasuk, and therefore there's an equal obligation in the Torah not just to recite the first bracha, but to recite all the brachos. And therefore, if women are not going to be obligated in the second bracha, so they're not going to be obligated in brachos HaMatzah altogether. And it's just interesting to me that the Torah Tmimah usually quotes the different drushas from the Gemara and so on. But on this pasuk, which the Gemara, like we said, in brachas from Chesam Beis, derives all the brachas from based on this pasuk, Rosh Hashanah doesn't quote that drasha in his sefer. So I don't know whether I was deliberate or not, but Tartuima, if he would have focused on that drasha in the Gemara, so maybe he would have had an answer for his own question. But Lemaisa, he doesn't mention that Gemara, he doesn't quote that Gemara, but it would seem that that Gemara would be the basis to answer his question, that really, all the brachos are min haTorah, and if the women are not going to be obligated in the second bracha, so they're not going to be obligated in brachos hamatzon at all. And therefore, they're not going to be motzi the men who are obligated in all four brachos. Thank you very much.